Today on The Key, we're going to be asking a question related to corruption. In Arabic, we call this fasad. As you know, corruption is very bad. It's been scorned in the Quran. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, indeed, the requital of those who wage war against Allah and His apostle and try to cause corruption on the earth, it is that they shall be slain. And in another verse of the Holy Quran, we read, and do not obey the dictates of the profligate who cause corruption in the land and do not bring about reform. In this connection, we want to ask, what exactly is this corruption that the Quran is talking about? And who are the people who corrupt? In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from the hadith which have been narrated regarding the subject. In one beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, there are two kinds of people from my community who, if they are sound, my community will be sound. And if they are corrupt, my community will be corrupt. The Prophet was asked, and who are they, O Messenger of Allah? He replied, the jurists and the rulers, al-fuqaha'u wal-umara. So the answer then to the question is that the people who from whom corruption initially and primarily stems are these two people, jurists and rulers. If corruption is seen at other levels of society, it kind of emanates and descends from here. In another beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, verily, from corruption comes the loss of provisions. And Imam Ridha alayhi salam said, of the things that are corruptive are blocking dirhams and dinars and disposing of seeds. Right, so I guess wastefulness, this is one cause of corruption. Or, not giving charity, I guess this is what the Imam is talking about. This leads to corruption. And another sign of corruption is that, like Imam Ali said, it leads to the loss of provisions. And so these are some of the signs of corruptions and also the causes of corruption and where they emanate from. In conversely, we can also understand by what repels corruption, we can kind of understand what causes it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, were it not for the praying servants of Allah, the young suckling children, and the grazing animals, punishment would pour down upon you. Right. And Imam Ali said, if people were to fear and return to their Lord when calamities befall them and blessings are taken away from them, returning with truth in their intentions and reverence in their hearts, he would return to them every runaway and loss and correct for them every corrupt. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at what is corruption and who is the corrupter, as well as what repels corruption, of course, in the light of the Quranic verses and the hadith of the infallibles. Alayhim as-salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.